And Heather is. I can't even. I got it. Almost. I don't know. I'm sorry. And Heather.
Hey, yeah.
Beautiful. Hey,
nice to see you again.
Me too. Let me get on over there.
Here we go.
Good to see you.
Yep.
Good to see you. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Oh, I love the white boots.
Right.
Oh, so thanks, cool. Guys.
Everything's become just Warcraft was last time.
Okay. Very good.
Wow. All right. So when you sign on to something like this, do you realize like how much physically you're going to have to go through? Because you get so banged up in this. Omar, you do too. But it's like, but Paula, I mean, it's just such a journey that your character takes from going on this beautiful camping trip and then. You know, or out to the woods or whatever, and then this all happened. So,
yes.
Talk about like just kind of the physical demands of this role.
My burp. Well, I think that I did know what it was, but I like it. I like to get scrappy and run through the forest and slide in the mud, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, I think it makes your job easier, you know? I don't think it's a... I've never been dragged out of a car before, so it's helpful if someone does it for me, and then I can act the emotion, you know what I mean, of what that feels like. So I don't know, for me, it's just, I don't know, I have this real wish to jump in the deep end and swim.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Omar,
yeah.
Research you did into trafficking, mm-hmm. did you look into this, you know, what did you find, and how did it kind of affect you and your performance?
Yeah, I did. I thought beforehand that I had some idea about, you know, human trafficking. As I guess most of us do in this country, we kind of think of it as this distant international thing. And I was really blown away to find out. But actually, Sacramento was like one of the top places in the country. Mm. San Diego was another. And that the fact that it's right here, right underneath our noses, I mean, it was so... It's scary. It's frightening mm-hmm. to know that. And that helped fuel, I guess, maybe my subconscious, like, you know, we're it's not just that we're making the film. We're on a mission here, you know, to bring light to this issue. And this is the vehicle that we use to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I was like, the real thing for me is that we call things what they are. Mm-hmm. It's slavery. Mm-hmm. It's not modern day slavery. It's slavery in modern day. And I really believe that it's about telling the truth, and we really need to do that in our world. I think that's what happened at the end of last year. The world exploded, and Christmas came early in my mind. And it's a good thing, because then once we deal with these things, we can move forward, right? All the lie and the lying and the facade and give it a new name and confuse people.
Yes.
But I think if people call it what it is, they're going to get much more involved and understand what a problem this is, that's the second most profitable thing. It's slavery.
Wow.
And what's really, I think, is compelling is what he's saying is that what the people that you talk to in Sacramento, and because that's where we were, is to understand that you have these suburbs that look so idyllic, you know, and that underneath their floorboards are dozens of women and children in slavery. It's wild. And it was a month after we finished, in and around, Dion sent us an article, and it was about a young blonde woman who was a wife and a mother. She was jogging and disappeared.
Jesus.
Months later was found in the back of a truck like ours in the film with many other women, really skinny, beaten. And I'm like, that can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
That's going to put we all have to understand. I think compassion comes when you've walked in someone else's shoes or tried to imagine it. And I think a woman like that is an example that we're all vulnerable, right? But what I really want to say to people is, but she was alive. We all have that. Let's not get beaten down by these things. Yes, the world's corrupt and it's lied to us, but let's find that fighting spirit. If someone had told that woman before she went for the jog, could she endure this? She'd say no.
Right.
But she did. Mm-hmm. So we all have that inside of us, you know?
Mm-hmm. When watching the movie, Paula, there was, for some reason, I thought there must have been something in her past that prepared her for this, because there is there's a comment in which she said, oh, something that happened to her before. But never goes into it. So I thought, what happened to her in her past that didn't let her commit to him? Because you know how she was in love.
Yes.
You know, even though they didn't, you know, maybe say it openly.
Right.
She was in love. But wasn't able to commit, and I thought maybe there's something in her past, and I mean, she was obviously kicking ass, you know, so I'm like, what happened in her past that somehow physically prepared her for this?
Well, I don't know if anything prepared her for this, but I think that, I mean, you know, when we create characters, we do all that so that hopefully you feel it, but you might not know it, maybe all the details. But so I'm not quite answering your question exactly, but I'll say two things, which is that on one hand, you have, when you do these thriller movies or a genre movie, let's say, it doesn't matter what it is, sometimes the characters and the situations become not specific. And I think that that's what we really wanted to do. Omar and I talked about it a lot. What's the real truth of a relationship? How do people love? There's always one person that's willing to be committed and, you know, and dive into love. And the other person's like, oh, maybe I'm a little scared of this. And, like, you know what I mean? I mean, that's life. I've been on both ends of that spectrum. And I thought, this is a great moment to explore real human emotion. And I think that that's why the film is kind of defies genre a little bit, because it feels like a real love story, because it is. And then we stop at a truck stop and things change. You know? So Brea, what I think she has most in her past is just a, what I think is heroic about her is that she sees the importance of more than just one person's life or even her own life, that she sees a bigger picture at hand, and she really knows that that's why she came into journalism, because she wanted to affect change. You know, she wanted to affect a lot of people. And for her, in that moment when it is a life or death situation, there are some people that take care of themselves and there are some people that take care of others.
You're no stranger to playing, you know, strong male leads in terms of, like, love stories. We've seen this from you in a bunch of different stories. But this kind of had a completely different aspect with the thriller. Can you talk to me a little bit about that, the action and the thriller?
Yeah, I wanted John to be an everyman. I wanted him to be completely relatable. What was fun about exploring the dynamic of John and Brea's relationship for me was he was the vulnerable one. Like, normally when you see that on screen, yeah, the man, you know, the
yeah,
man is the one like,
yes,
oh, I don't know about this, and the woman's, oh, and it was a completely flipped. And it was just refreshing to explore that territory, because at the end of the day, the love was genuine, and without knowing what's ahead, you know, you never know what life will present you, and you don't know what you'll do until that moment is upon you. And I thought it was poetic that in that moment of shift,
yes,
where the question, like, do you do the right thing? Mm. What is the right thing? But they both of the characters share the same moral compass.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, we gotta do something about this. And it takes them down this rabbit hole that they can't see coming, but it goes back to, you know, I there's strength in vulnerability, and there's strength in commitment, in conviction in your beliefs.
And I think another thing that's really good is that Omar and their love and their sexuality is in opposition to what you're seeing.
That's so good.
With a
That's
slave,
a different element. That's
I'm
good.
Just going to keep saying, but this, you know, essentially with this slavery that you have going, where people are sex slaves, what have you, is that sex is a beautiful thing. We can't make this bad. Do you know what I mean? And men aren't bad. There's good people and there's bad people. And yes, it's hard when you're born into this world as a man and you give him more rights and sorry, free reign, then you're going to do some things, maybe, but we're not going to get into that. The point is that there are really good men, like Omar, because he really is, and I think that that's meant to be in opposition to other men,
yeah,
and to say that it isn't a gender thing. It never is. It's a human thing, and you are either, you know, you're either kind or you're not.
You guys mind if I follow up?
Do it.
Please.
Vulnerability, you just kind of broached something I think is really interesting. The idea of black masculine vulnerability on the big screen and how that affects kind of the masses, because we all know mass media affects, you know, generalized society. Can you talk to me a little bit about that in terms of the character, the vulnerability? And because I'm like, for me, as a black woman, I love seeing a black man be open and vulnerable, particularly since there are so many other depictions of masculinity that don't allow for that, don't mm-hmm. allow for emotions, don't allow for, you know, love and open shows of affection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on and on, but...
Well, imagery is powerful, and there's, I think there's a responsibility, at least that I hold myself to as an artist, to at least consider that. And there's nothing cooler than not trying to be cool. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, as we grow and mature and everyone has unmasked and we learn and unlearn and all these things, at the end of the day, when it comes to specifically, you know, any man, but a black man loving his woman, it's like, yeah, the cool part is just being unabashed about it and, you know, going to just showing what you really feel. Yeah. You know, you can't speak it. You have to show it through action. And so I think John got a chance to do that.
And I think there's more men like that than you realize. And that's what I think it is about. It's like, we got to tell the truth. It's just the truth. You know what I mean? The rest of it's just, it's just BS. And any man that's even acting all tough and strong, he's crying to somebody by himself or wherever, listening to Celine Dion or some kind of thing, you know? And I think that that's what's fun about movies, is that we can bring those kind of details to life. And it's fun in that way that Seinfeld, why it worked, right? Is that he talked about those things that we all felt and saw, but just no one had ever taken the time to notice.
Right.
And I want to put that in all of the work we do, you know what I mean? Exactly. Like, just try to find those little bits.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap up. Okay.
Thanks. Sorry. Okay. You want to ask something? I feel it. What?
Oh, no, I'm going to get a chance.
Oh, you're going to have a chance. Okay. Is everybody good, though? Yeah, okay.
I thought it was great that last week they had the whole thing with Backpage being stopped. Did you hear about that? Yeah. I mean, it's
the
really
government
time.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
What happened?
Backpage. It was the one where they were was actually sex trafficking. And they shut that site down, which is just amazing that they were able to do that. Awesome. So that's pretty cool. I mean, very timely with this coming out. So.
That is, yes, absolutely.
Very good.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Can we do that? Yes, of
course. Right there. Ahí. Perfecto. Uno más. Perfect. Thank
here.
You.
Thank you.
And that voice of yours, Paula.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. The optimism.
Thank you. These are great.
She was supposed to be a jazz singer.
Oh, sorry. Did you want us here?
If you don't mind. 1, 2, 3. Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the day.
See you later.
Bye, guys.